who it indicates as it shows the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everywhere. So all these imams and bihar, all of them, that they are the secrets of mulk and malakut, world unite and heavenly light, and bihar that shows the power, the illuminated, the illuminated power, all these three different levels, all of them tasub, pouring into the letter alif, into that letter that it is the first letter, that there is nothing before it. It is the beginning. It is the beginning of creation. And this alif, it will witness for you, it will indicate for you the level of uniqueness. Because we know that the level of oneness is wahdaniyah, but the level of uniqueness is ahadiyah, it begins with an alif. That ahadiyah, that level that begins with an alif is maqam al-mushahada, is the level of seeing. And that's why when Sayyidina Bilal was being tortured, he was saying ahad, 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 ahad. He was in the level of seeing, that witnessing, that divine presence. Maqam al-ahadiyah wa maqam al-mushahada. How are you going to do that?
Distinction of uniqueness, distinction of witnessing.
Distinction of uniqueness is distinction of witnessing. And as Sayyidina Bilal was saying, أَحَدْ أَنَّنِي أُشَاهِدُ مَا لَا أُشَاهِدُ. I am witnessing what you are not witnessing. What you are not able to witness, I am witnessing. When he was being tortured, when he was being under struggle. So anyone is under struggle or difficulty, if that difficulty that he is under it and he is patient with it and carrying it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the glorifying of the Lord and praising his Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be in the right track, then that person will be able to be in maqam al-mushahada, in the station of witness. And that's why seclusion comes in order to teach you how to be patient on difficulties and struggling against your ego, as we have described in previous sessions, how much the ego will come through the station of boredom, al-man. From the station of boredom. Boredom, to be bored, is one of the most enemies, most destructive, bad characteristics that the ego will try to struggle with you by saying to you, you are bored, you are bored, you are bored. And he explained that. So when you are patient, when you be patient in your seclusion, or when you are in difficulty, you will be blessed, as Sayyidina Bilal was blessed, because he was witnessing that divine presence. He was being blessed with these khilaq, these dresses, or these robes, or these. He was being given this medallion. He was being decorated on his chest, all different kinds of khilaq and anwar. Allah's beautiful manifestation of his names and attributes was blessing Sayyidina Bilal, and these dresses are coming from the beautiful name of Al-Jalal wal-Jalal, the majestic and the beauty. Of And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly does not give everyone, but he gives through Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because people cannot tell it. The only one can tell this manifestation is Prophet. And from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this manifestation is rested, he will send to the Sahaba and from the Sahaba to the Ummah. That's what Sayyidina Bilal was seeing is coming from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what he was being blessed of all these kinds of different talents. And the name of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Arabic is Ahmad. ومبشر برسول من بعده اسمه أحمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد. وإذ قال عيسى ابن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد. فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر
So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in heaven, his name is Ahmad, Allah is blessing him with this different manifestation. And Prophet took it and gave it as a gift to Sayyidina Bilal when he was being tortured. So anyone who is patient and struggling against his ego, because the ego asks too many things in dunya. Ego always asking you to be blessed, to be the highest, to have all kinds of wealth, all kinds of ornaments, decorations, beauty, desire. So when you face a struggle, people are saying no, 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 you will be given that gift from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want it. So what he was giving Sayyidina Bilal fi maqam al-Ahmadiyya, he was giving Sayyidina Bilal in the station of Ahmadiyya, بالنور الخاص الصافي بصفاء جمال الأنس إشراق أنواره. He was, and this was coming in seclusion to light, if not, I want to write about that. It is, as I was writing, is that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being dressed with this manifestation and he gave it to Sayyidina Bilal. فَعَنْدَهَا لِسَيِّدِنَا بِلَالٍ. He gave it as a gift. In Maqam al-Ahmadiyya, the level of uniqueness with the special light, and I was asked Alif for a the Nur al-Khas as-Safi.
Special pure light.
The special pure light, as-Safi bi-Safa'i Jamali, Unsi Ishraqi. against your ego, what prevents you to get them? is that bad characteristic of boredom and murder, to be bored. So, boredom will prevent you from reaching this light and these knowledges. So, this characteristic of boredom tries its best to be with you all the time in order to throw you away from reaching reality. So it will be your friend. And that's why everyone out there, everyone of us, you know, I'm bored. I have nothing to do. What do you want to do? You don't have anything to make. You make a simple love. When you are with Allah, you are bored. When you are with Shaitan, you are not bored. When you are in the dunya, you are not bored. Everything you find that the ego will be happy with. When you are with Zikrullah, as soon as you begin to take the peace and make Zikr, Allah, 2 minutes later, you are bored. Or 5 minutes later, you want to finish cooking. So all of us, instead of doing 5,000 or 10,000, we say, that's end. How far it started. So that boredom tries to throw you in the mud of shirk, unbelief. And the mud of dunya to take you, throw you in that mud, in order to chase you away from Allah's divine presence. Because sometimes you are in Allah's divine presence, this boredom will come and make you feel bored and do something else for you that gains you from what you originally are in. And that's why in security you will be struggling a lot. You will be struggling when you visit or recite Quran. Oh, lot of gossip comes to the mind to chase you away from that divine presence. So after you get born and it throws you in the mud of dunya, he saved you away from the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes the second level of that characteristic, which is al-qalb. To be worried. وَهُوَ الشُّعُورُ الَّذِي يُصِيبُ الْإِنسَانِ إِذَا أَخْطَأَ.
Which is the feeling the person feels when he makes a mistake.
When someone makes a mistake, he feels, you feel that he did something wrong. وَكَأَنَّ ضَمِيرَهُ يُؤَلِّمَهُ. As if your conscience will comes and
makes you
feel bad. So when that makes you feel bad, it takes you to the third level quickly, that is a transitional level. So the most first deep level is malal, boredom. The second one, qalq, makes you to worry that you did something wrong and you cannot readjust yourself back to the external. So it shows you in the very deep valley of al-ishqaq, failure. So immediately your heart comes, oh, I failed. So what is the benefit now? I failed. No need to pray, no need to fast, no need to do anything. There are many people like that. When they faint, they become depressed. Nowadays they tend to take dollars. They go to these psychiatrists. Well, these psychiatrists are also resolved. Or psychologists. Because people are depressed, finished. They get bored, they throw them into the ocean of worries, of being worried, and then from there is a quick transition period, they throw you in fame. You fail. Don't start anymore. What you have to do, they get into all the streets, drinking, smoking, drugs, everything. This is those people who are not in worship. They don't believe. But those who have belief, the ego will throw you from reaching this highest level of knowledge. And tell you, is it not made you fight prayer? And go to the mode and enjoy yourself. So you never anymore try to go higher and higher in the way of Allah, follow their ways. So that's failure, because you are a devoted believer, so that failure will come, bring you to keep you in the lowest level where you are. Doesn't take you up, because you chose them to fail, you are worthless, you cannot do anything more. So you want me to be the beginner, come in the circle of the Sufi sheikhs or the saints, listen to them, and that's enough. You don't achieve more, you don't progress. So when this worriness comes, and ta'lim is on here,
consciousness makes you feel guilty.
And when the consciousness makes you feel guilty because that worriness comes, because you fall in mistakes, and if you are not patient in order to uplift yourself from that problem, you will be falling and falling and falling, and the only remedy is to challenge back yourself. You cannot say, oh, I leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to Prophet or to Allah. No, you have to challenge back. They are looking at you. And you go to fight back against your ego, or you are going to surrender to your ego. So if you are not patient to do what you need to do, you are going to fall into the deep valley of maladdat al-dunya. Because when you say, I go back to what I was before. And that's why you see many people, they go in Tariqa, they go in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our system. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, they think they didn't achieve anything, they did. And we don't win. They go, well, what is the benefit? I didn't see anything. I wanted to secure the money, but I didn't see anything. Of course you didn't see anything. Because you didn't do it the way it has to be done. As if you are traveling in a ship and there is a storm, so the ship turns into space. One time I was traveling in a boat. I had to go to Antalya in Turkey to bring cement. It's a cargo ship. And it's so okay. We moved from Tripoli to Syria, and it is, might be in normal days, it's 2 hours, 3 hours at the end. So, but because of the storm, so the ship was turning. 24 hours are in our place. And the ship is going down this way, all the way on the left side, all the way on the right side. I thought I'm not going to come alive. It's impossible. Oh, Allah, I'll say it. That was in the 80s. So that's what happened. We go into seclusion, people go into seclusion, they go as they go in and they go out. Why? Because whether they need to talk to a sheep or it has to be a sheep. When the fun failure is not even a one is to talk to, but no matter that we see.
One of the
bad characteristics, the principal bad characteristics, failure. You must not fail. You must try your best. That's why the great chef used to say, Tariqa is three names you have to put in your forehead. You have to understand that there are three names in your forehead. What's that mean for the three names? These three principles. First, if your chef tells you, take up Ahmad Khalifa, take this cup and go out to the ocean. You have to take this cup, go to the ocean and empty. Don't question. Of course, you cannot be empty, the ocean. Don't use your mind, your way. You go there, don't say I fail. In your job, you still empty. Empty. Is empty or not, it's not your business. Your order is to go take the cup or the bucket and empty the water. Why, your chef is so stupid that he doesn't know that you cannot empty the water. That is first thing, it means to listen to the order. It's small, well, okay. Listen and obey. People listening today, but nobody is obeying. Second thing is, if they tell you take this broken shovel and dig to circles and bring your trustees, your diamond, the precious diamonds are down, you get them from down. It's really good to dig, that's it. If you broke a shovel, not broke a shovel, and you know you cannot reach, don't reach. If you stop this failure, and the third is like the movement of an ant. If the ant is in the east and they said to her, your provision is in the west, the ant moves to get its provision from the west. Don't say I cannot reach. Even in the east, they tell you go to the west walking. Don't say there are mountains and bushes. You might go on the ocean and walk. So don't let your ego to make you fail by listening to what it says. Face them by mustard, consistency, then you win. Your enemy is trying to throw you in depression. Out in the عدوك اللدود يريد أن يوقعك في انهيار العصر.
Your dire enemy.
The worst enemy is trying to throw you in depression, all throw you in tazamut, all tashadrum, all tafakkur.
What throw you to be restrained, constricted?
Constricted. Tafakkur, to be loose.
To resolve.
وهما الذي يجعلك أن تعتقد أنه ليس بالإمكان أن تفعل شيئاً لآخرك.
It makes you think
that you cannot do anything for your life. You are afraid. At that time, you will be dumped or dipped in the desires of dunya. And it comes to you from every side to trick you and you become a slave for it. And when you become really never going to be out of his clothes, what do you call this? Clothes. فالدنيا أمير من طلبها. Dunya is the prince or the king of whom he asks for it. It's the king. You are the subject to it. وَخَالِدُ مَنْ تَرَكَ.
And the servant for those who leave it.
And the one who will leave it and don't run after it, it will be his servant. So you will be her servant when you follow it, and it will be your servant when you leave it. فهي طالبة ومطلوبة.
It is sought and it seeks. It seeks and it is sought.
It seeks and it is sought. هي طالبة ومطلوبة. You want it? It wants something, and it is at the same time it is wanted by people. فمن طلبها رفضته.
Whoever seeks her, she refuses.
Whoever seeks the dunya, it will throw him short, rejects him, makes him always to run after it by his way. Any question? ومن رفضها طلبها. And who refuses dunya, he wants it. Who refuses it, it comes to him. Like Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he refused dunya, it came to him to Jabal Uhud. Jabal Uhud gave the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that I will turn myself into gold. Allah will turn me into gold, take no more anymore. Sent out of the way. فَمَنْ طَلَبَهَا رَفَضَتْهُ. Who sees dunya, it will reject him. And who reject dunya, dunya sees him. And dunya is your akhirah.
Dunya is
bridge for akhirah. فاعبروها ولا تعمروها.
So pass over it and don't build it.
Pass over it and don't build it. We don't be attached to it, but use it as a bridge to take you from this life to the other life. فخلف الدنيا ولا تذكروها. Leave the dunya and don't remember it. وَذْكُرِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَىٰ.
And remember
آخِرَةِ and don't forget. And dunya is your آخِرَةِ. Dunya is the bridge of the hereafter. فَعْبُرُوهَا وَلَا تَعْبُرُوهَا. Cross it, but don't build it. فَخَلِّ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تَذْكُرُوهَا. Leave the dunya and don't remember it. Drop it down from your heart. وَذْكُرِ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَىٰ. And remember the akhirah and don't forget about doing out of your heart. Please keep the akhirah in your heart and leave the dunya from you. خُذْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا يُبَلِّغُكَ الْآخِرَةَ. Take from dunya what makes you to reach after. Don't take too much. وَلَا تَأْخُذُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا يَمْنَعْكَ الْآخِرَةِ.
Do not take from dunya that which stops you from reaching after.
And don't take from dunya what stops you from reaching after. Take your necessity. Don't take more than your necessity. Allah gives because you are running away from dunya. Dunya runs to you. It brings all its wealth to you. It's okay. But don't try to run after it. name. Forget it and remember Allah. As Sayyidina Ali said, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا واعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا ثم ذهب على القدر المقدار والقدر الحكيم. Do for your dunya as if you are dying tomorrow. Do for your dunya as if you are living forever. And do for your akhirah as if you are dying tomorrow. And he added, according to how much you are going to live. In relative speaking, between dunya and akhirah. We both are going to live 100 years, and akhirah eternal. So this make your akhirah more than what you need for your dunya. And this is what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has explained to Sahaba when he took them to the mountain of Uhud. And he was looking at the mountain, at the Ishraqa, and the sun was behind them. And he said, anyone can catch his shadow, I give him my jubba, because the sun is behind. So run after your shadow, catch it, I give you my jubba. Now they are called to catch. They knew they cannot catch, but as we said before, God grants 3 days, 3 principles, listen and obey. Don't say, I cannot. So they run after the shadow, they cannot catch. They reach Jabal Uhud, the shadow is on the mountain. And he looked at them and he said, look at me now, run toward me. And when they looked at him and running, the shadow was running behind them. So he said, look, when you run for dunya, you cannot catch your dunya, it's run away from you, like shadow running away from you. But you want to come to me to akhirah. Your shadow means the dunya will run away. So don't run after dunya, that will run after dunya. Don't be subject, a slave to dunya, that dunya be slave to dunya. That's why it is said, al dunya jifatun, wa tullahu haqilam.
Dunya is corpse, those asking for it are gods.
Dunya is a corpse, and those who are asking for it, like gods, ask. Running after the corpse, and when they see corpse in the street or whatever in the jungle, they want to eat like these hyenas. We are like hyenas, one characteristics, one, our ego is very white. You cannot find people with very transparent ego, shakafiya. There is no transparency in what they live for. They always are white for everything. They are white with their children, they are white with their wives, they are white with their husbands, they are white with their family, with their brothers, with their relatives, with their friends. You look at them, they look like white. You don't see that transparency, shakafiya, in them. Shakafiya is transparency. So you are not going to take the good to your akhirah except your amal. If your amal was in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are going to win and succeed. And if your amal was in the way other than the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way of shaitan and your desires, he's going to throw you in the mud of al-natana wa al-tumama.
Mud of garbage.
Bad smell, stinky smell. And in Kumama, which is in garbage. Kumama to dunya, and let the rabbi have a kariha, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the smell of the bad smell of dunya, whole mountains on earth will disappear from that smell. فالإخفاء failure, go back, because you are discussing it. فالإخفاء يجعلك تنغمس في الدنيا وتنسى شكره. Failure makes you to emerge in dunya and forget to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the for one thing, which is the most important, just to create you and make you a servant. That will be enough to thank him. But the failure makes you to forget all that. Makes you to forget that Allah gave you the honor that he created you and made you from the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why you are ordered to do 500 times every day, alhamdulillah wa shukra illallah, that Allah created you from the ummah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made you to be from the chain, your chain of awliya, from Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq to Allah and Shaitan in passing through, oh, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Khalid al-Duman, Sayyidina Shalam al-Shaman, Sayyidina Shaitan al-Fidin Darsan, Sayyidina Abu Khalid al-Duman, Sayyidina Shaitan al-Fidin Darsan, Sayyidina Sultan al-Awliya, Sha'Allah al-Fatah, Darsan, Allah and Shaitan. And it makes you forget that Allah gave you that barakah. So you have to thank him. In our hour of Allah, there is 500 times that alhamdulillah that Allah gave you from the Ummah, and 500 times that Allah, alhamdulillah, that Allah did not take you from other Ummahs, from other nations. When you recite that, alhamdulillah, with complete meditation on it, this veils will open and you'll be able to see. As you are saying, alhamdulillah, they will show you that reality of being from Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reality of Sayyidina Muhammad, the reality of Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq, the reality of Sayyidina Al-Ayyidina Hassan, the reality of Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi, the reality of these people, awliya, to your person, to your shaykh directly. All these levels that they are in, they will dip to it. And you will be in the level of mushahada. You will be able to see this different enlightenment, and they are through these levels. To be from the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are sharaf al-azim wa minnatul kabira. It is a great honor and great favor that Allah has created you from the Ummah of Nabi, from the nation of Sayyidina Muhammad, and then created you from other nations. What you can do if he created you from another nation? That's why we have to continue always thanking Allah every day, saying, God, alhamdulillah, that you created us from the Ummah of Nabi. ولذلك قال سيدنا علي that's why سيدنا علي said كرم الله وجهك إن النعمة موصلة بالشكر
that favor is connected with thankfulness.
When you get a ni'mah, that ni'mah is connected to thankfulness. You have to say alhamdulillah. You have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as you thank Allah, Allah gives you more, because he said, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, I give you more. So ni'mah, if you want to be in a good status in dunya, you have to be thankful to Allah. So if you say alhamdulillah, get more. But we forget it, that we don't remember it. So what Sayyidina Ali said, إِنَّ النِّعْمَةَ مُوصِلَةٌ بِالشُّكْرِ أَوْ مَنْصُورَةٌ بِالشُّكْرِ. That favor is connected with thankfulness. وَالشُّكْرِ يتعلق بالمزيد. And thankfulness is connected with more. فلن ينقطع المزيد من الله
stops thanking.
Allah will not stop increasing until the servant will stop thanking him. When he stops thanking him, okay, no problem, I'm sorry for this. Thank me, I will do more. وقيل من عظم النعمة لشكرها.
Said that from the greatest
greatness of favors is thanking Allah. ومن شكرها سوجب المزيد. And who says Allah for his favor is سوجب المزيد.
Deserves.
He deserves to get more. فيا أيها العبد عليك بالشكر لأن الله يعطيك المزيد. Oh servant of Allah, you have to thank him because then he gives you more. كما قال الله في كتابه الكريم وبالشكر تدوم النعم. And Allah said in the Quran,
gratefulness
by thanking
favors
will be always continuous, never stopping. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Whenever you thank me, I give you more. فَدَائِمًا الْمَزِيدُ مَنْصُورٌ وَمَرْضُوطٌ بِالشُّكْرِ Always giving more, if you want more, it is connected and it is tied with shukr. So, whenever you ask for more, that rock will pull. What you need to get. فلا تجعل القلق والإخفاق مسيئاً تشكر الله على النعم. Don't let boredom and failure to make you to forget thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his favor. It is said, من لم يستغني بالله أحوجه الله إلى الخلق.
Satisfied with Allah, Allah will make him in need for service.
Who does not?
Who is not content?
Who is not content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make him to be in need for his service to people. ومن استغنى بالله أحوج الله الخلق إليه.
Who is content with Allah?
And who is content with Allah, Allah makes the people فاستغني دائما بالله. Always be content with Allah. واستقوي بالله. And empower yourself with Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وحارب القلق والإخفاق. And fight failure and boredom. And the worries and boredom. بقوة الله. By Allah's power. I insult the shaitan to face Satan and devil by asking Allah to give you that power and stopping fight failure and fight worriness and fight boredom. Because shaitan always running after you to bring you to be dark or dipped into worldly life and living heavenly life. إِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ الْمَزِيدُ.
آخِرَةَ is the increase.
Dunya is the bridge. So if you need the dunya, you are going to lose the akhirah. But if you take the necessity from dunya to reach akhirah, that is the mazid. إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, I give you more. I mean what I give you more. أَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I give you more. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I give you more. آخِرَة. So آخِرَة is named Mazid. Darul Mazid. The Darul Mazid. The house of?
The abode of increase.
The abode of increase. Always you are an increase. May Allah forgive us for today and for every day, and we will continue next time, inshallah. Hallelujah.